Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
Andy and Jim Nelson, this is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and we are fairly dangerous.
Fairly dangerous.
There's no doubt about that. And they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, really?
What you got for us this week there?
Well, we got this old kid's horse.
Yes, we do.
You know, and he doesn't do a whole lot.
No, but he's worth his weight in gold.
He is worth his weight in gold.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got to get him trimmed up a little bit.
Sure do, yeah.
Okay, well, older horses, dry hooves.
Yeah.
And slow to grow hooves.
Yeah, arthritic knees.
Arthritic knees, yes.
Yeah, right.
You know, you might stand the old pony in the creek for a couple hours.
Soften up a little bit.
Soften up that hoof a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, the inner sole is as hard as the horny wall.
Holy moly, yeah. Yeah.
So you got to soak him up just a little bit. And remember, he's got to have something to walk on.
That's right. Leave him a little something.
We're not going to put a shoe on this horse because he's just packing a 20-pound little
sure.
boy or girl.
Yeah.
He's going to get led. So, don't take him down like you're going to put a shoe on.
Gotcha.
Give him something to walk on and get that sole paired out as much as possible.
Still imperative that you get that sole paired out, and I know how it is. When that sole gets rock hard and you can't take a knife to it.
A chainsaw won't get
Chainsaw won't get yeah. to it, right. Yeah. Do what you can do. Right?
Yeah, soak him up, get him soft. And if you don't pair out that sole, you're going to have problems. It's going to cause a pressure crack and then Junior can't ride
it. He's going to be walking on that sole.
So,
that's right. Yeah. That is some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, can you say horny wall on the radio?
Yes.
How did. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
How many times you've done this?
Vaporlock.
Right.
Vaporlock.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. They can always leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We will have to stand them and soak them a little bit periodically.
Get them paired out, yes.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
I vapor lock, so we better keep moving before I do it again.
We'll do better next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's have some music.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. Stamey's riding along with us. Yeah. Great wide open.
There's a girl on the Alturas, up on that high plateau. She can ride any rough stream. She just come down from Idaho. There ain't a man who can hold her. She's like the wind through the sage. She's like the force of nature. Won't be put in a cage. A child of the great wide open. You can't halter the wind. She will never be broken. This child of the great wide open. There's a Mustang on the Malpai, cougar marks on his back. Freedom's all he's ever known, and he knows when someone's on his track. There ain't a fence can hold him. A man ain't never been born who can catch him or tame him. He cannot run a storm. A child of the great wide open. You can't halter the wind. He will never be broken. This child of the great, wide open. There's hoof tracks through the red rocks, hoof tracks out to the sage. Some are shod and some are barefoot, as clear as the lines on a page. They'll meet up some morning, and they'll just disappear. Who's to say that won't happen? It sure gets wild out here. Out in the great wide open, you can't halter the wind. They will never be broken. Children of the great wide open.
Oh, good stuff there from Dave Stamey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, betcha. Well, by golly, we need a wider gate.
Well, when we left off,
yes,
when we were talking about the Bail Buster.
Yes, tell me.
And the chute on this particular Bail Buster,
sure,
is on the off side.
I know where this is going. Yeah, right.
Well, and it sticks out past the tire treads, right?
Yep.
You should remember this.
Got it. When going through a gate.
When going through a gate.
Oh, my. Yeah. So have you torn out gates or have you torn off the chute?
Both. Okay. I didn't tear the chute off. I did have some repair work to be done.
Right. Right.
But, I...
Mm-hmm.
In my defense.
What?
In my defense.
Somebody distracted you.
I know they did. Tina doesn't let me feed her cows.
Oh.
So when I get to run
it. Yeah. Well, maybe that's by design.
I think so.
I think
it's because I had to have a wider gate.
She's tired of repairing the the feeder, right? Yeah.
But, yeah. So just remember
just
this.
Remember just that remember that is this. The case.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same way with any cargo you've got on a flatbed, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as it's within the boundaries of the flatbed, you're fine.
You're okay.
You're okay, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, back to dragging meadows. I get to listening to whatever is on the radio, and I don't pay attention to where that drag is when I'm going by the fence.
How close is it?
All right, periodically. All right, I've had to replace some fence posts. Oh, yes, well, all right, yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah. We need to ditch out to a cowmercial right now, though. Yeah, but when we come back, Larry McCorder has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.